Welcome to another episode of the Four Peas in Pocket.
Hello, my good people.
Welcome back.
Yep. Welcome back, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Four Peas in the Podcast. How's everybody doing?
Good, actually.
Yeah.
Not too bad. How are you guys?
We are doing well.
Mm-hmm. Practicing some Spanish.
Así es.
The world is still on fire, guys.
Don't worry, y'all. Like, that ain't COVID.
Oh, Lord.
It's just a little phlegm.
The world is still on fire, basically. 2020 is still kicking our ass. Shit is still going on. Of course, with everything going on in Nigeria. Well, everything going on in America. Elections. People still acting crazy. Everything going on in the world. COVID. And to top that off, SARS in Nigeria. I know a little bit about it. I'm not going to say I know a lot about it. Again, I don't do too much with the news because it can get depressing, meaning there's so much negativity. Sometimes I choose to like just turn it off or look at more positive things. So I can't say I know too much about it, but I do know it is a thing. And I do know, as Rim was talking about earlier, we were talking, Beyonce got a little bit of backlash for not addressing it or mentioning it on social media. And Rim, what else happened?
Yeah, since she worked for her album, Black is King. What is the name?
Black is King.
Yeah, Black is King. Since when she, before she dropped that album, she went to the continent of Africa and worked with different artists also from Nigeria and was working with them, their beats, the music, and they helped her basically out to fulfill her vision for the album. And there was one woman in particular that she was asking Beyonce to speak up and use her platform since she did it via social media since she wanted to make her acknowledge the brutality that Nigerian youth is basically facing from the police brutality in their own country. And she was just trying to make her aware of it and to please to share the news. And of course some people had some things to say why she is via social media asking for it. I mean, I'm curious to know your opinion, Jamal and Nika and Jay as well, if that was
fair or foul,
since the internet is dividing in two different camps.
I'll let you. You want me to go first?
Yeah, because I don't remember.
I think the person who tried to, I guess, at Beyonce or at, and let me just, okay, wait, backtrack. I'm from Houston, was not a Beyonce fan, still, I'm definitely not a stan, but more of a fan now that I feel like she's into her true self. What was the album I started liking? I always tell this because I just want to make sure people know I am not a stan, I am not in the Beehive, but this is my honest opinion about the situation.
Beyonce.
Okay, so maybe that was the album. But anyway, I think people need to start realizing that Beyonce ain't on Instagram like the rest of us scroll when we go take a pee, whatever the case may be. Bitch is probably busy. Like, even when she posts, she's not posting every day. She posts when she got something to say, which also leads me to believe that she probably is only scrolling Instagram when she needs to post something, quite possibly, or she posts and gets off. So to assume that she knows what's going on, because again, NSARS is not on the news, if she even pays attention to the news. Really, we're only getting this information via Instagram. So the fact that people just assume she knew what was going on, that's one off. The fact that this person felt the need to at her even knowing how to get in contact with at least Beyonce's team, if she felt a way to be like, hey, I feel like she should be speaking on this, seeing as we just did all this like African heritage, like whatever the case may be, using the land. If you knew how to get at them for the project, you knew how to get at them when you had an issue or you felt like she should have been doing something. Part three, we don't know what she was doing, if she was or not doing anything to begin with. She don't have to let us know every move she made. She could have been donating, whatever the case may be. And when she did post, she basically was saying, hey, I didn't just come out and post the NSARS post. I literally got some resources together to where people can donate. Like when she came with like resources and like action. It wasn't just the, hey, guys, NSARS, holla back. I'll post again when the shit's over. Or if it's not over in a week, I'll post again. Like, let's be real. Because even me, like, I was like, I don't even know what's going on. Like, I feel like I need to post something because it is a thing, but I don't actually even know. Like, it literally popped up, like, almost seemingly to some of us, and maybe you feel the same way, overnight to where you're like, wait, what's happening? What is this? Okay, I'm seeing some traction. But, like, for the first couple of days, you're just like, okay. And then you're like, okay, this is really a thing. Like, let's be real here. I think people need to be a little bit more realistic. And I know I'm talking a lot, but part two or three of that don't know is, again, celebrities don't have to do anything. Do you want her to just post because you said to and not mean it or not give a fuck about the cause actually, but just playing the political game? Or do you want her to actually post about things she cares about? And if she does, than to post it and have a follow through action. Like, what are we really asking here? And I think our expectations are real high and we really need to humble ourselves to all celebrities and understand that they are there as entertainers, not political activists, not socialists. If they do that on the side, so be it, and let it be a cause that's true to them. You can't force somebody to make something their cause. Like, these are real people. Like, bitch might have had cramps and was on the couch eating soup and not like trying to live life, not on Instagram. Like, we don't know. Point blank and the period. Because let me tell you, if I ever become that, well, I'm that bitch, but if y'all ever figure out that I'm that bitch, that is what you will be getting. Leave me the fuck alone and I post what I want to post, because what, it is my Instagram. Fuck you and your feelings. Because that's how I feel, and I ain't even got followers. So that was a lot. But anybody else?
I mean, I have a total different opinion about that. I mean, at the end of the day, of course, she can do whatever she wants to do. But I feel like in general, if you are a celebrity and exploit the culture of different people, or you benefit of whatever it is, you have to give back, basically. And you can give back in private, but you are like a celebrity, you are a social person. And since you are always as well selling your products, your projects via social media, that's the only reason why people are successful, the celebrities and the musician. Right now, in that time that we are in, it's all social media. Since it's so powerful, I feel like you should also use the same platform, how you are able to spread your projects and make people aware, because that's the most effective thing. And even if you don't even mean it, it doesn't matter, because the thing is that you are making people aware. You have such a big audience, and some people will care. Or you can do it the same way that a lot of celebrities, and especially white celebrities, did it for the Black Lives Matter movement. They gave their Instagram with millions of following to people that had to say something for the Black Lives Matter movement, and that were really involved and at work. So, and the beauty of being Beyonce is that she doesn't need to do shit. She has people that are running everything, that she has PR. So that's why I have a different standing on that. And I understand both sides. But at the same time, I feel like as a celebrity, if you benefit from different cultures and projects and asking for help, and if someone is help asking you for help, not for a project, but for like political reasons, and since people are being slaughtered and murdered, and as a human right thing, I think it's a little bit important. That's why I have a different, totally different standpoint on that. But at the same time, I don't give shit about any celebrities because, yeah, how can I say it? I've been raised like that. They ain't shit. I don't know them.
They don't pay your bills.
They don't pay my bills. So there's no loyalty or that I view them as being something different than human beings. Of course, they have a bigger platform and a bigger bank account. But other than that, there's nothing that makes them different or special.
Right. Okay, so just a little, let me see if this changes your mind. So what spurred this and why I was like, oh yeah, let's talk about this is because I ran across something randomly earlier where her mama wrote a think piece on the backlash that she was getting from, not a think piece, but like a little Instagram post, and she made a lot of points in there and I think pointed out a lot of things that people don't know about that project. And I don't know if you did or not, but that Black is King project, apparently all the directors, all the photographers, everything, all the people and all that were from Africa, like some part.
Yeah, I know.
Whatever. So that is giving back because that's putting their name out there, which that alone is amazing. That's giving them money. So that is, I mean, and bringing and highlighting them. Let's just say, let's be real. Also, apparently, she didn't actually didn't get any money from that project because she used the whole budget to be able to put on the project. Like she didn't make any money from it apparently because she used every piece of the budget, like put it back into the project.
So, yeah, but at this, that's totally true. But at the same time, think about it. She shot the videos in Africa. She worked with the producers over there. I mean, it was a whole project that she did. Since she took the different cultures, the music, and how they work, and put it in her music, it is not there's no difference between Beyoncé and a designer that is taking cultural things but doesn't put people on it that represent the culture. You understand what I mean?
But if people from the culture were in the video,
yes,
doing the behind the scenes and she employed those people, how is that not giving back to that culture? That's what I miss.
Yeah, yeah, no, it's not giving back. It's doing the right thing for me. Because how can you go somewhere and put out a project and work with those people down there using their like fabrics, their designs, their music, their like
you're saying
music directors, whatever. No, like the music genre, you know?
Right.
Like the Afro beats and whatnot, and without giving it back. For me,
but I think
like that.
It depends on how you look at it, because at the end of the day, is she not paying homage to those cultures and bringing awareness? Because there's a lot of, especially African Americans, who don't know that part of the culture and would never be exposed to those things because maybe they weren't into it or interested in it, but it made them aware of it. But to me, that's giving homage to it versus to from what it sounds like you're saying, like she used it. Like
No. I'm not saying she used it. Of course, she used it, but she paid homage as well because she didn't just use the culture but gave back in a sense that she made aware that everyone was benefiting from it, like it should be, you know? So it's not like she took all the ideas and let the people not be benefited about it. So I just wanted to make that clear. And the project, I mean, I didn't listen to the music, but I heard it was very nice and different. But at the same time, I feel like if you going to those countries and working with those peoples, and there's something happen like SARS that is not different than the Black Lives Matter movement, because you have to think the Black Lives Matter movement is an American thing, but worldwide people were protesting, going on the street. It's not because of the media, it's because of social media, because social media is such a huge platform. And I feel like sometimes people or celebrities especially are deflecting their reach, because they do the same thing to sell product.
Right. So, but again, remember, the girl didn't reach out to Beyonce directly. She added her. So again,
yeah,
she wasn't on her phone. Again, it wasn't on the news. So again, we're assuming she knew about it. Mind you, she may not have. So when she found out about it, she posted and did what she could. Again, we're assuming, like, girl, how you didn't know? We knew. No, bitch, I can't even say I knew. Like,
I didn't.
Yeah, he just found out because I brought it up to him. So we're assuming that she knew, when that may not be the case.
But I think if you're that big as Beyonce is, I think you should definitely have a public relations or social media management team that has to put you on to stuff like that. I mean, because it could be other things that she doesn't react to, and it's something that. Huh?
No, it's not her job, but it's her team's job.
But you're saying she needs a whole team for this when it's not her job. So why does she need to create a team for something that she don't have to do? Like, we're
no, she needs a team in general.
In general, not
if you have social media in general, you need someone who's running your social media. You need something for PR in general, because those people are handling everything and letting you know, oh, there's something that you have to be involved, or did you hear about it? I mean, she's living a different lifestyle. How should she know about it? Yeah. And that's why you have a team.
So why is nobody blaming the team and they're blaming her? Be like, Beyonce's team sucks.
Mm-hmm.
Why is it Beyonce need to say something or whatever? Why is it not, if we're saying, like, oh, she has a team, why are we not saying, well, Beyonce's team sucks? Like, why is it Beyonce be like, damn, her team didn't even get, like, what's up with Beyonce's team? Why is it Beyonce? Like, you get what I'm saying? Like, it can't be.
I don't know if she has a team or how big it is. I don't know if
she has a team, of course.
Or how big it is.
She has to have a team.
But yeah, I mean, that's how it is. The stars, in the end, the stars get blamed for it, or celebrities get blamed for it, not the team. The team, I mean, if she feels the team did a bad job on this or anything else, they'll get fired.
So if she fires the person who didn't let her know that NSARS was a thing, then we're like, oh, okay, it's cool.
I mean, people, regardless, have their their decision and have their opinions. And I don't think that it matters to her, and it shouldn't matter to her. And I'm just, like, generally speaking, I feel like if you have a platform and millions of followers, it doesn't matter if it's SARS, it's Black Lives Matter, or what, like, everything that is current, and people should be aware of it, especially Black people. I would love if people use their platform to spread it, since the media don't really acknowledge it or report about it, because it's not that important for them. It's the same with the Black Lives Matter movement in the States. I mean, the only reason why it got that big is because of social media, because everyone was spreading it, and they had the video footage and spread it via the internet.
Right, but I think there
it was not the media.
Right, but I think there should be some type of leeway, almost like, or time period. Like, I could see if it was like she took a COVID pause and didn't say anything, or if she, whatever she said was disrespectful. But I mean, dang, week one, and it's like, bitch, where you at? You gotta be on this shit like the rest of us ain't got.
No, that is a valid. What? No. That's a valid point because whatever will come, you have to make sure you do also your research before you speak on it.
Yeah.
I'm saying, like,
and that is, like, the thing that some people neglect to acknowledge.
There's also a situation a few years ago with, I remember with LeBron. So LeBron, he speaks on like all or a lot of social issues, and then when with like Eric Garner and what's the kid in Florida?
Trayvon Martin,
he like always spoke out about stuff like that, and he's on social media, he's really active. But then there was, I forgot his name, the kid in Ohio that got shot, and at the time he was playing in Cleveland.
Oh wow.
Ohio, I don't know.
Yeah, and then like the mom of the kid.
No, that's was Chicago.
No, it was a kid in Ohio for mm-hmm. sure, because he played in Cleveland at the time, and then the mom of the kid, she's like, she posted on social media that, you know, LeBron doesn't care about her kid because he spoke about every other kid and not her kid, and you know, she tried to make a big thing out of it, and then he came out and said, you know, there's so much stuff going on, I'm not on my social media all the time, I don't know anything about this yet. So he like actually spoke out about it and said that he can't know about everything all the time, and then he like said something about that, but then he spoke out about, you know, himself, that he's not on it all the time, he can't, you know, see or hears about anything that happens at the same day, you know, it's, you can't always know about it. So for me, going back to Beyonce, I mean, it's a valid point, you know, she can't know about it like the same day or next couple of days. And, you know, if she posts something or does something on social media, that's up to her, you know, and I'm not really one to judge on that. It's, you know, social media is like that. People, they jump to conclusions, they make judgments, and they themselves probably don't really know what's going on about it. They just know about something, and then they make an assumption like, oh yeah, Beyonce didn't comment on this, or she didn't do anything, and then they just, you know, try to drag people through the mud.
I mean, it's the generation of being just quick, but that's the wrong standpoint, because quickness doesn't mean that you are thorough with everything. You have You have to do your research, especially if you are not a private person. Yeah. If you are a celebrity, you have to know what you're talking about, what you're speaking about. Yeah. And you have to know the facts before you spread fake news, basically.
Agreed. Tamir Rice.
That's the only...
Yeah, Tamir Rice. Yeah.
But Tamir Rice, wasn't it in Chicago?
No, that was Cleveland, Ohio.
Yeah, Cleveland.
That was in Cleveland?
Yeah. Mm.
I thought it was Chicago, Tamir Rice. It was the 12-year-old.
Yeah. 12-year-old toy gun. Yeah, it was playground.
Toy gun.
Yeah. Yeah, like... But yeah, that unfortunately, that is the culture of social media.
Yeah.
Quick to be first rather than to be correct.
Yes.
Yeah. So, I mean, for me personally, I think with her doing something in Africa, like it's really difficult to say, you know, because celebrities at the end of the day, they're not obligated to, you know, to make any political statements.
Mm-hmm.
And like it or not, like if a person doesn't want to get involved in politics or social activism, then that's their choice, really. It's sad for the culture if that does happen. Like, for example, with Michael Jordan, you know, in his playing career, he never got involved politically, not openly. You know,
but it was also a different time. It was a different time for sure. If he would be living now and be an athlete, maybe he would be a totally different person. Maybe he would
do more now, you know. But it's a lot of people, you know. And if it's not their bag, then it's not their bag, you know. It's what are you gonna do? You can't force people to. I mean, what good is that gonna do? Like, for example, this lady wants Beyonce to share something on social media. Yeah, it's gonna get more recognition and more reach around the world, but then at the end of the day, is something really going to happen? Is something going to change?
I mean, you don't know.
We don't know. Yeah.
I would say that there is not a positive effect of it.
Yeah,
because
but whenever you are able to specifically,
yes, because you don't know who's able to hear the story and who's able to organize something.
Yeah,
it's the same way, Jay, like the Black Lives Matter movement in Germany. People got together, they had a whole plan, a movement, and organized everything.
Right. That's true, yeah.
But my thing is, at the end of the day, she's going to be, celebrities are going to be damned if they do, damned if they don't. Like, they're facing everybody. If they don't do it fast enough, there's a problem. And then if they do it fast, but then there's the wrong information, there's a problem. If they don't give enough money, there's never enough money. If they don't do that, so it's damned if you do, damned if you don't. So at the end of the day, if I was a celebrity, I'd be like, fuck all y'all. I ain't posting about shit. And if I decide to fuck with a cause, I'll do it behind the scene. Don't ask me shit. I ain't gonna tell you shit. Yeah. And that shit would be my call across the board.
Mm-hmm.
And y'all would just be mad about it. But I would have to be consistent with that, because if you start posting one, and that's the thing, you start posting one, there's expectations for every fucking thing. Even if she don't even fucking believe in it, she gonna feel like she gotta post some shit about it. Like, if I'm a celebrity or if I'm the person for the cause, I want you to genuinely want to do something about it. Like, let's say even fuckface Kim Kardashian. She really believes in prison, like getting whatever people out of jail. So she's literally working person by person. You got to give her props for that. It's not some posting she does. She's picking specific cases that she believes in or she wants to get involved in and working those accordingly. And they're working out for her that way. And she lets y'all know when the shit works. Not before, when the shit works. She's like, by the way, I did this. Not during the process, because then there's a lot of bitches talking. So again, it's a lot of expectations for niggas who don't know what they would do in that situation, because they are not in that situation. And that's just my opinion.
There were some valid points.
Jamal, anybody else?
I've been said, I don't believe that celebrities, like, we've had this conversation a few times, like, they're not obligated to do anything. So the fact that she said anything at all, I'm like, okay, cool. Because she's not the only celebrity. So if we're going to hold her feet to the fire, then why don't we do it for everyone?
Because basically you're saying that every single celebrity, no matter what genre, what feel, everybody, you need to say something. Where the fuck you at? And then that's not even realistic at that point.
Yeah, but she I mean, she was singled out because she had a project there.
Yeah, I think that's why a lot of people, I think that's the only reason why a lot of people, the comments that I was reading regarding that she didn't put a message out or wasn't quick enough or whatever.
But
most of the people had in common that they were talking all about the project and that they can't understand how she's now not speaking out,
basically. But if she wouldn't have done a project in Africa, everybody would have been like, oh, Beyonce didn't even come to Africa. She didn't even go to the motherland.
I mean, you can't win.
She didn't do anything in Africa. So it's kind of like, man, okay.
Yeah, I mean, basically you can't win, but it's not about winning. It's about if I feel like it's always, I mean, she has a tough skin and I would think. And in the end of the day, it's not even about winning. It's just about if you have the platform and you have the right heart in place, then you should make people aware if you can, if you care, and do it on your time, basically, when you did your research and know what you are talking about. And other than that, I mean, me generally, I don't have any expectation in celebrities or in human beings whatsoever. No, I mean, if you do it, fine, but I don't expect anything of someone that I don't know.
I think that's an intelligent way to move about it. Like, what are your expectations based off of? If there's no history, then how did you come to have an expectation? Like, exactly. Expectations, like, unfortunately, I think that's a human knee-jerk situation. Like, we have expectations for things that we have no experience with. Mm. And it's like, how did you come to that conclusion? how can you have an expectation for something you have literally no experience with?
Yeah.
I agree.
That's it, my piece.
I guess that would be called a forecast.
I guess so.
Well, I guess
that's... We know they ass be wrong all the time.
Yeah. I mean, nowadays, everyone has an opinion. It's the internet, basically. you can't do it right.
You can't win.
It's like
Vegas.
Wait, no, the internet never loses.
Man, the internet, it don't lose. The internet and time, man, they undefeated.
Internet is undefeated, man.
Internet and time. Time always gets its person, and the internet is forever getting somebody's ass.
Undefeated for sure. Shit. All right, well, that's another episode of Four P's in a Podcast. We hope you enjoyed it. If you did, and even if you didn't, subscribe, rate, comment, leave us some suggestions if you have something you think you'd like for us to discuss or our opinion on. We're open to feedback. Maybe. They're open to feedback.
We're open.
All right, but we're out.
All right,
peace out.
Peace.
Later.